Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ed Wells. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo takes first base on ball four. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hale scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to third. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter who is chasing the ball. West reaches third base with a triple. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. West scores. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-1 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharon hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley bunts towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Muddy Rule pinch hits for Ed Wells. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a pop-up towards first. Voss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Knott now pitching. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pitlock bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards first. Voss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sissel moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vosmick is hit by the pitch. Sissel moves to third. Averill moves to second. Milt Galatzer pinch runs for Joe Vosmick. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sissel scores. Averill moves to third. One out. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Averill scores. Galatzer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Indians. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-2 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Galatzer now playing left field. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherin hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-2 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin juggles the ball. That's an error on Sherin. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to third. Sissel moves to second. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti pinch hits for Jack Knott. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Gray now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-3 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boss. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. West hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. West moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Voss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. West moves to third. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. West scores. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-3 in the game. Hildebrand hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-3 in the game. Sherin strikes out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray bunts in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Hemsley moves to second. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Galatzer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kahm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Averill moves to second. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boss hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Kahm moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.